Two Anchorage Democrats introduced legislation today to repeal $20 million in state funds allocated to the planned UMed Northern Access Road. The road would slice through the center of the congested University District in Anchorage. Representative Andy Josephson of Anchorage says this is the second time he has pushed this issue. The first time was on the day the legislature adjourned last year.
And nothing about my feelings or my constituents' feelings have changed since then.
Since the money was given out last year, some factors regarding the project have changed. The price tag has increased, going as high as $42 million, double the original estimate. Josephson says the state strategy for spending the money has also changed.
Under the guise or the theme of the governor's, which is that we should finish what we've started, this project is essentially not started. It's in its engineering phase, it's a development phase, but there is no road yet.
Josephson says, though some of the money has already been spent on planning, he believes most of the appropriated fund is still available and could be returned to the state. The municipality of Anchorage remains in favor of the project. In a statement issued by Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan, he says the project is a priority for the city, and he says it would help relieve traffic congestion in the UMed district. Sullivan also says the project has been through the proper planning processes. Representative Josephson says all five of the community councils in the area unanimously oppose the road. Senator Berta Gardner of Anchorage filed similar legislation to withdraw funding for the road in the Senate.